Now, I should tell a very brief story. We chose our theme for this year. I didn't quite understand what going up the camp meant, because I am not a Mainer. So when I think of camping, I grew up in the Boy Scouts, and it's just you go in the woods, and you're in a tent, and you camp. And I was invited to go up to camp, and it wasn't quite that. Things got a little crazy. Boy Scout camp never had those. Anyway, we're gonna move this along as fast as possible so you guys can go have some fun. So let me invite my fellow directors on stage. Up first, we have the vice chairperson, Codex. We have our treasurer, Kita. We have our secretary, Beaky Birds. We have our director of entertainment, Walolas. We have our director of marketing, Kai-Ug. Kai-Ug, not Kai-Egg. He will yell at you if you call him Kai-Egg. And finally, we have the cat, the director of operations, Novar. Anyway, do we want to take a seat? Since we've been running around for however many days we've been here?
Way too many. Oh, so welcome everybody. So, got a little bit of ground rules, some code of conduct. Remember, this is a family-friendly area. Please do follow our dress code that you can find online at furcationland.org. Respect the hotel and staff. Your badge must be worn at all times within the con space. You can find our code of conduct online. Now, as a little caveat, after 10, it laxes a little, but the rules still apply.
Now, everyone loves the 6-2-1 rule, and if you don't, you should start. So first, 6-2-1 rule, if you don't know what it is, you need 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals a day, and we have some awesome food options in the area. You should definitely check the con book for any of our restaurant deals that we have. It's good stuff. And then, of course, because you don't want to be a musky husky, at least 1 shower a day. And you can always share your photos and stories and videos online with the hashtag FCL2024.
Meow, meow. So, for those who were here last year, remember half this room used to be our dealer's den. Well, we've actually moved our dealer's den downstairs. So in the lobby, you go down the stairs, you got a nice, big, huge dealer's den. So here's a few important things here in the different spaces we have open. We have a zoo, we got a quiet room now, and, of course, we got our headless lounge. And we got photography, the same place as was last year. And, next slide. All right, so how to find a staff member? They've been wearing a purple shirt like this, or one of the green director's polos like these. And you can also see they have these vertical badges here, like mine right there. And a gold-colored lanyard. So if you need a staff member, we're pretty easy to spot. Also, the back of your badge has a phone number. You can see it up there on the top, 207-805-2325. This connects to our help desk if you need any assistance with anything. It's open throughout the entire con.
Well, where's the help desk?
The help desk is in the main hallway, directly across in the game room. It's the first thing you see on the right side when you get to the hallway that leads to the ballrooms, right here on the first floor.
This year, we're going to be supporting the amazing charity, Short Folks for Hope. They're dedicated to fostering hope and offering support to individuals and families affected by cancer. And please do go check them out. They're going to be in the vendors hall downstairs. And to kick off our support for the charity, we'd like to bring out the buckets and start things off with a bucket brigade through the crowd here while we're... Yeah, that's you two. Right? Where the buckets are... They're back there. Fiddick, could you bring out the buckets? And we have the shorts here. They can actually talk about the charity. About.
Thank you so much. I'm Kristen Short. I'm the founder and director of Short Folks for Hope Foundation. So grateful and blessed to be here. Thank you for choosing us for your 2024 charity. And we have lots to share about the fundraising that you did for us last year and everything that we were able to accomplish with it, and still moving full steam ahead, and have a very exciting year planned with visits with our furry ambassadors and help to cancer patients and their families. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We're happy to have you with us again. Now, just as a reminder to our sponsors, you do get 10 minutes of early seating access to all main events, and make sure you've gotten your swag bags. If you don't have your swag bags, you should fix that. And if you're a super sponsor, you have two meals this year on Saturday and on Sunday. Thank you. And there's also the Super Sponsor Lounge, which has snacks and drinks for you. It's open 24/7. Be sure to go check it out. It's upstairs.
All right, now it's time to call out our guest of honor. I'm going to call onto stage first, Fleur, come on out.
Honor!
Fleur is a wonderful artist. If you don't know them, they work with our art team this year. If you've seen our comic book cover, it was done by them as well. Like, they do amazing art. And we thank you for all your work to help us set up this year. And all of this crowd is here because of art like yours that are engaging. So thank you for all of your work this year. All right, and I'll call our second guest of honor, Chise. Come on out.
I wanted to thank everybody at Frication Land. This is actually my first time here, and this is actually my first time in Maine. So thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. My Martin microbiology panel is tomorrow at noon in panel room one, right before the fursuit parade, I believe, right? Yes, so you can totally come in fursuit, take your hat off, relax, and we can go over some fun stuff about microbes. So thank you guys so much again for having me.
And I believe I forgot to mention that Fleur has a panel, and I think that's today, at 3:30 today. So Fleur has a panel as well today. So please check out our Guest of Honor panels as well today and tomorrow. We have a couple different changes for photography this year. The hours are about the same room, but we have a different workflow. So it's a lot easier this year. You just essentially walk in, scan the back of your badge, and you get put into line. Just make sure after you scan, just stay nearby. You don't have to be in the room, but just stay nearby in case they verbally call out your name so they don't essentially not hear anything and then skip you. So just make sure you stay by. I don't think we're announcing it digitally. It's all verbal. The other change is that we're doing photo sales this year. Oops, sorry. We're doing photo sales this year. We have two sizes that they're going to be printing out, and that's 4x6 and 8.5x11. The quality on these are amazing, and we do have samples for you to see the quality beforehand if you would like. The photo sales will also benefit the charity, so please consider it. It's a good way to help out the charity while getting something cool in return that is a good souvenir. It was already mentioned, but we now have the G3 level of this hotel as the vendors hall. That's where you'll find the Dealer's Den, Artist Alley, Charity, and Con store. A lot of your sponsors, you don't have your shirts yet, please go see the Con store when they're open, and they'll be able to give you your sponsor shirts. And as a reminder, they do have a one-hour lunch from 1:30 to 2:30, so if it's closed, that's why. Just come back a little later and you'll be able to get back in. And then this is our wonderful badge art for the year. The super sponsor and the basic tier are up on the top. And if you can tell, they're about the same background. One thing I wanted to note is, doesn't matter if you spent a lot of money to get sponsors or a little, just for basic. We're all here to have fun. We're all here to be a community. So sitting around the campfire, sponsor or basic, bridge, you know? We're all here to have fun.
All right, so where can I find a schedule? All of you hopefully have phones.
No.
No? Well, sorry. Either way, find an internet device and go to pro.forcationland.org. You'll be able to see the schedule for all the panels, main events, you'll be able to see maps, and you'll be able to see operation hours for various departments. You're gonna wanna take a look at that, make sure you schedule your weekend out so you can have the most fun possible. Or, on the back of your badge, there's a QR code. You can scan that and it brings you right to the website. Now what to do today? Later today, right here in Main Events, we're gonna have the variety show at 2:30. Anyone here looking forward or participating? Can y'all wake up a little bit? Thank you! And then after that, later tonight at 6 o'clock, we have the Fursuit Games. Who's excited for that? I should have started with that one. Probably. Fursuit Games, remember, suitors, anyone that wants to participate, you gotta be here early. It's pretty much, we fill it up as you walk in. If the spots are filled, the spots are filled.
I'll show up 20 minutes late, thank you.
For tomorrow, things to notice, suitors, we will be doing the photo and the parade starting from main events here. So you're gonna wanna be here for 1:30. The photo's gonna happen right at 1:35. We're gonna be right on time. We're not furry time. We're gonna be right on actual time.
Are you sure about that?
Mostly.
Wishful thinking.
I always have wishful thinking. But after the parade, what we are going to be doing is we're going to be going to Monument Square for the Menagerie. We're going to have a nice little makeshift headless lounge, and it's going to be our way to connect with Portland directly. Yeah. Weather dependent. Yeah. Tomorrow night, though, I'm sure all of you know, we have the dance comp. We're going to be right back here. We're going to have a packed house. And we're gonna see some moves that I would break my back several times trying to pull off. Then on Sunday, back here in main events, FCL Freestyle is moving from a panel to a main room. You'll be able to watch all the dancers once again come out and more. And they'll be sticking out their leggies, as Eigen likes to do over there. And then in the main events here, before the charity auction and closing, we will be having the return of Furry Feud, and it will be hosted by DJ Hawk once again. All of you filled out our surveys, and we're very thankful that you did so. So that way, all the answers on the board are not because of us, so you can't blame us for anything that's up there.
All right. And now I'm about 20 degrees warmer than I was at the start of this. Anyway, that's most of our spiel. I just wanted to highlight a few things. The help desk, as described earlier, is both for safety needs as well as accessibility. We've hugely expanded our accessibility stuff. So if you have any mobility concerns or anything like that, just head there and they'll figure out what we can do for you to help you out. We also have some custom drinks at the bar. And apparently somebody wrote that I'm Stimkey. Thank you. Who made the slideshow?
I have no idea.
Does that mean we're BirdCon now?
No. We're not BirdCon. We just bird.
All right, let's get the heck out of here so we can all go back to running around like chickens with their head cut off. I hope, you know what, give me some hype, bring me up. I've been here since Tuesday. Give me a... And with that, I officially declare Vacationland 2024 Fireside Tales open.